This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
All right, to Joe Shane, you mentioned earlier, and if you're just tuning in, Joe Shane is returning as general manager of the New York Giants. It felt like over the last week or two, that was inevitable. I do take an L on that, by the way, and I'm open and honest about it. I remember back in October, November, when Brian Daboll got fired, and it was initially reported that Joe Shane would lead the coaching search. My initial reaction was, I don't believe that. Let's see what happens the rest of the way. I could see a world where if things end badly for the Giants, ownership says, you know what, let's blow the whole thing up. And I genuinely have to take an L because I don't think things went very well. They obviously lost a lot of games before they won the final two games of the season. So I guess the Giants were pretty set that Joe Shane was going to keep the job.
Yeah.
I am more anti-Shane than you, but I'll meet you in the middle on this on why I think it can be a good thing. If this coaching search ends with someone with experience, if it ends with a Mike Tomlin, a John Harbaugh, a Mike McCarthy, a Kevin Stefanski, and we'll spend more time on those guys a little bit later on, I would almost envision, Teak, that that head coach is going to have so much say that Joe Shane's role is just a little limited.
Yeah.
And I'd have less of a problem with that.
Yeah, but I also think that what Joe and really any general manager is supposed to do is identify talent. So there's a massive scouting department. We don't see most of them, but there's a ton of scouts that are out everywhere. And they put reports together. They look for good talent. They try to get the inside story so they understand what kind of kid this guy is. Does he really have a desire to be great? Is he smart? Like all those things. And then you have these massive reports, and they all funnel up to the general manager. And then the general manager is making recommendations, especially when they're big, you know, decisions like quarterbacks or offensive tackles, left tackles, et cetera. And so his job, even if it is diminished, is still hugely important, right? And so, yes, you get a head coach, but a head coach like Andy Reid, for instance, when he was in Philly, and probably even now, even though I know Veach does a lot out there in Kansas City, like, he doesn't have the time to manage the scouting department. He doesn't have the time to, you know, go scout. Joe Shane's on the road every week.
No, but doesn't that guy have final say on the players that they end up signing?
I think now, yes, the GM does. In some cases, I think the head coach ultimately does.
And that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That if they bring in that veteran head coach, you're right, Joe Shane will run the day-to-day operations, but ultimately the big decisions that need to be made, and the Giants have some pretty big decisions to be made. They may not seem sexy like picking a future quarterback, but Jermaine Illuminor, and if they should pay him or not, is a pretty big freaking decision. And I think ultimately that's going to come down to the head coach if the head coach is a man with experience and a resume.
Yeah.
And I just view this as best as I can as an IFO in that I don't think Joe Shane's done a very good job. And a couple of weeks ago, we laid out our grades. My grades were much tougher than you. Okay, yeah. We disagree.
Right.
But I'm more okay with it and him coming back if I'm bringing in that veteran head coach where more is going to be on their plate.
I think that the challenge for me with negatively evaluating Joe Shane is that I think he's done a good job of bringing good talent here. And the reason that they're losing is not the talent. Yeah, people can throw out the Evan Neal draft pick, the Deontay Banks. You missed it last week, but I went on this little little tangent about Deontay Banks.
I love Tiki tirades, by the way.
Right. It wasn't a tirade. It was more like I'm fearful that he is an immature kid, even at 24, and is going to go someplace else and be amazing.
Yeah.
I fear that.
You have to live with that, though. Because it ain't happening.
You're right.
Here.
You're right. He's a glorified kick returner right now.
Yeah.
And so that's really all he does well. And so my point is, Joe Shane has brought good talent. The reason they were losing games wasn't the talent. They were losing games because of coaching decisions. And this season is exemplified in one play for me. It's 3rd and 5 with, I don't know, 6 minutes to go against the Denver Broncos.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you throw the freaking ball, run it. They're using timeouts. Well, and so, like, that moment, that decision changed the season. If they win that game, they're all of a sudden 3-4, right? Because they've already beaten the Eagles. They beat the Chargers, right? They're beating some of the best teams in football. And who knows where the season goes?
No, I think you're right. And I want to say this very nicely to you and Sean, because, you know, I have nothing but respect for you. But I run to the same problem that when I talk about my teams, I'm very emotional. And sometimes it's better to hear the voice of someone who's independent-minded. Sometimes your opinion on the Mets and the Jets, it's just more clear than my opinion. And so no matter what you guys say, and I think both of you are very fair, people are going to look at Sean Morash as he's a positive Giant fan who's going to spin everything, and they're going to look at Tiki as the Giant legend. Everything's great with the world.
Interesting.
I'm going to tell you
I'm as critical as anybody.
I know. It's not fair, and I'm critical, too, with the Mets, but it's just the world we live in.
Just for the record, before you paint me in a picture, I'm absolutely disgusted at the idea that Joe Shane's returning, for the record.
Yeah, but you're overall optimistic about the future.
Less today.
Interesting. Mm. All right. Well, I was just trying to build up to my opinion matters so much, but clearly it's not going to work. I was going to tell you, as an independent football observer, as someone that thought the Giants were going to have a bad season, and you said, you're a troll, you're so negative, I feel really good about the future of the New York Giants. And I say that without the emotion that's attached to it. I genuinely do. Because now that the season is over and I'm looking back at these 17 games, I see a roster that's close.
Right.
I see a team, and the reason I'm bringing this up now is you brought up the Denver game. These games should have been won.
Yeah.
With proper coaching, they win those games. I really believe in your quarterback. And oh, by the way, you have a top draft pick. So I look at your franchise, and I'm trying not to, like, use the Jets as well. They suck so much. Everything looks better. And I genuinely look at the Giants and say, wow, they really are tailor-made to be the New England Patriots of 2026 or even the Carolina Panthers of 2026 or any other team that seemed to come out of nowhere. I feel good about your team. I don't think you're that far away. So all I was trying to do is say, Sean and Tiki, you're probably pretty biased, and I'm just being honest.
But here's why I'm disgusted by this whole situation, because the more I think about it, if you are right, if everybody's right that he has built a good enough roster to compete, and we've had the quarterback be blamed, now we've had the coach be blamed, this is where it's almost unfair. Whoever the new head coach that gets hired, doesn't it kind of feel like there should be some sort of playoff mandate for Joe Shane this year? Because if you've really built a good enough roster, and you get to whatever, year 5, year 6, now I've lost count of how many years, at some point, the blame has to stop being spun around. If you switch the head coach now, and the roster's good enough, you should be a playoff team.
I would say, what's his contract situation is... This is it.
He's going to be a lame duck. So they're going to extend him?
Next year, meaning 2026 is his last season.
Correct.
Right. So that makes it difficult.
Okay. And then if you hire him.
Because it almost becomes a playoff mandate, even without saying it's a playoff mandate.
And if you're the new head coach, now you're living through this. And now, look, if they hire the right head coach, nobody's going to care. I understand that. So now you're going to bring in a new GM that now the coach is picking?
Right.
The Giants constantly find themselves not properly aligned between coach, quarterback, and GM, and it becomes so frustrating.
It's interesting. It's almost like you need an outside voice to direct it.
Because
Sean and I have been talking, off air about Matt Ryan. So Matt Ryan apparently is leaving CBS Sports, and he's going to take a job with the Atlanta Falcons as the vice president of football operations.
And as we know, Atlanta has blown it up
today. Fontenot is gone, the general manager. Raheem Morris got fired after winning 4 games in a row to end the season.
8-9 in back-to-back years.
But they want to strip it down and they have a good group of talented players.
Dude, if they win the Jet game, they win the division.
Dude, it's the reason.
And they should have won the Jet game.
Think about that. Think about that.
I know. I thought a lot about it
yesterday. They won four games in a row after losing to the Jets. If they beat the Jets, they are representing the NFC South in the playoffs.
Only the results were different. But then again, Spence was so happy with that game-winning field goal.
But my point is, what the Falcons are doing is it's not unique because John Elway did this in Denver. Obviously, Tom Brady is doing this kind of straddling two jobs, making whatever he's making for Fox. And then... And working for the Raiders as well, and
10% owner,
right? But it's almost becoming, I think, necessary for some of these organizations, football teams, to find talent. They're talented players who are fully committed. They don't have any other agenda. It's not like, oh yeah, this is a good job for me. I'm making a couple million dollars. They're committed to making the organization be great. And they're getting hired because they bring an independent, even though it's kind of biased, voice to the owner. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's an interesting.
Well, it's
an interesting little twist that's starting to happen with some of these former players for some of these great organizations.
If I could advise John Mara, I would create a panel because I don't like one person. It's too dictatorship like.
Right.
I need a democracy. So here's my democracy: Michael Strahan, Eli Manning, and Tiki Barber.
I like it.
And the three of those guys go into a room and say, all right, what do you want to do? Let's build this team up.
Right, who do you like?
And you guys are all very different. It's perfect. It's a perfect dichotomy.
Yeah.
Dichotomy.
And you allow Carl Banks to be like the treasurer. He gets to fight with everybody online about what's going on.
Uh-oh.
We have a statement from John Mara and Steve Tisch on the ending of the season.
Let's hear it.
The 2025 season has been deeply disappointing, and the results on the field have not lived up to the standard this organization and our fans expect. As previously stated, Joe Shane will remain our general manager and continue to lead our football operations and the search for our next head coach. Continuity and stability in the front office is important to our progress. We believe in our young core of talent, which we can build around for future success.
Hmm. Floor is yours. Go to town, Sean, because you don't want this. You're very upset about this.
I think
you represent a good amount of Giant fans.
Man, I'm all about continuity and stability. But, how many years is too many years? And I do believe in the young core of talent. But, again, if you think that we have a young core of talent that we can build around future success, this can't take another 2 years to build. The head coach that gets hired, plus the tinkering the offseason, that better be it for this team to go out there and compete. Because there's no reason that we should have lived through a 4-3-win season back-to-back and have that be good enough of a roster of talent without the right head coach being in place.
This is why, in my opinion, it is a must that it's a veteran head coach.
Yeah.
It's a must.
Yeah, you don't have the room to figure it out, for him to figure it out. And it's figuring out a lot of things. Obviously, the machinations of practice and schedule and all that, that's one thing. But you can't figure out how to manage people. You got to know how to do that.
Right.
Because that's what a head coach is doing. Individually affect.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Being every player so that they are motivated to be their best. That's what a head coach does.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're just, well, I'm used to talking to the wide receiver room, or I'm maybe used to talking to the offense, but not the whole team. Yeah, that's a little daunting for me. I mean, it's going to take me some. You can't have that. You got to have somebody who walks in, knows exactly what their plan is, and follows it to a T.
And I agree with that. The other reason I'd have that is you keep bringing up a playoff mandate. I don't know if it's a playoff mandate. I'll call it something else. I'll call it a you better be freaking good mandate.
Yeah.
Like, you better be a good football. Because, look, the NFL's a weird place. We just saw the Baltimore Ravens miss the playoffs on a missed kick by a 44-yard field goal by a rookie kicker who hadn't missed any field goals short of 50 yards all year long.
Right.
Football's weird. We saw Matt Castle and the Patriots win 11 games and not make the playoffs in 2008. So right. I wouldn't make it definitive playoffs or bust, but I'd say they better be good.
Did I tell you I hate rookies?
Yeah.
You do hate rookies.
Yeah.
There you go.
Once Sean gets comfortable at his new job, he will play that drop for you. You'll have to recreate it.
Right. You're going to have to deal with this part of this. The Giants need to pass the pool cover test next year. Bare minimum.
What's the pool cover test?
Not be eliminated by the time everybody's cover is on their pools in New York. Very simple test to pass. Shouldn't be hard to fail it.
And by the way, that's an eye test passing.
Yeah.
Because I know that's mostly, for most people, early October, maybe late September.
How about this? I'll switch it up. The Spirit Halloween test. Before every Spirit Halloween is closed in the tri-state area, they better not be eliminated.
No, first of all, the bar is so stupidly low. That's a jet bar.
A jet bar. We're the worst team in the last decade. We are the Jets.
But with the roster you have and the coach you're about to hire, I call it the Week 18 test. When we go to Week 18, we are going to want to work and not take vacations because that's going to be a big game.
Yeah, how about we play on that Saturday doubleheader? Yeah.
Yes. Week 18's got to matter. That's my test.
I mean, it's a simple, meaningful December football.
Yes.
That's the test.
Yeah. Yes.
Are you playing meaningful games in December?
Are kids excited to open up a Camp Scatabu jersey on Christmas?
Yes.
Are they?
Yeah, you just brought up Spirit Halloween and putting covers on pools.
What kind of
loser are you?
By the way,
I'm Joe Shane. That's what kind of loser I am.
He used the wrong example because he keeps his pool open until November.
Oh, okay. Well, it's the end of October, but I digress. My pool cover test. By the way, I covered my pool the morning of the Denver game this year.
Wow. And that's really, truthfully, looking back at the death of a season, that's when the season went to hell. Right?
No doubt.
Because it felt like things were turning.
Yeah.
Let's get back to your calls. 888-808-1019. If you're just tuning in, Joe B. will join us at 12 noon in this new time slot. That's, I guess, the equivalent of 4 o'clock when he used to join us. So you can set your clock. Joe B. coming up in about 45 minutes. Let's go to Michael in Bucks County. Good afternoon or good morning, Michael, depending on perspective.
Hey, guys. How you doing? I'm indifferent about keeping Joe Shane's GM. I do want to say the people that are kind of discounting Mara's diagnosis, and trying to split the situation to two different things in a vacuum, they're kind of wrong. The Giants are a family-run organization, and they always have been.
Yep.
That coupled with the fact that, to Tiki's point, they blew like 6 games with idiotic coaching decisions, it kind of made the outcome of this pretty predictable.
Yes.
So I just don't want to discount Mr. Mara's health, though. Excuse me. We saw at the end of the game yesterday, they gave him the game ball, and he doesn't look too good. So I'm just hoping for the best for him, and hoping for the best for the Giants and Shane in the future. And that's really all I got.
Thanks, yeah, and I appreciate you, Michael. And I know that John and the Mara family appreciate your thoughts and wishes. I send them as well, obviously, close to that family. And you hate to see somebody go through that. But he keeps going to work.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you.
He's not letting this rule his life. That's a beautiful thing.
Absolutely. Do you think, I assume he'll be in every meeting, but one thing about Mr. Maris, he's a very hands-on owner when it comes to hiring
100%.
People. Is he going to be the final decider on who this next head coach is?
I would think so. Yes, him and Mr. Tisch, Steve Tisch. I think Steve was there yesterday as well at the game. I didn't see him, but I saw Jamie. I saw his wife at the game. So I know that they were both there yesterday. And so it's, look, this means something right now.
Of course.
Because this is you don't want to say it's the last opportunity, but it's an opportunity for John to get this right. And so this is a serious process. And so to restart and bring in a different general manager that you don't really know, does that make sense?
It's a good question. I want to give you a good
answer. Now you've known Joe for 5 years, four years.
Yeah, I'm mixed about it because I understand the point.
He's changed the scouting department.
I know, revolutionized it in so many ways. Suck.
I know.
Like, that's my trump card to everything you're saying, which is a good point.
I agree with you. But to me, I can look at, almost every game, I can point to a ridiculous athlete, meaning player error, or a stupid ass coaching decision.
You're not wrong.
And if you go look at the first Dallas game, the first Dallas game was unbelievable. We were like, oh, yes, we got it. Russell Wilson has got that it, right? And then he gets into the overtime. The defense, who couldn't stop a nosebleed for the entire game, get two stops in overtime. And Russell Wilson screws it up, right? And then we talked about the Denver and the coaching decision. Hell, think about the what was the last game where Mike Kafka went for it on fourth and was that the Raiders? I forget who it was. No, it wasn't the Raiders. It was the game they lost.
The Bear game?
I can't remember. He went for it on fourth and five.
Oh, it was the Vikings.
Yeah, the Vikings. Yeah. Like fourth and five inside season, 10-yard line.
The season's now a blur,
by the way.
Play
call on third down to set up fourth and five was worse.
God, it's just so bad.
Yeah.
And to me, that's not Joe Shane. It's most of the season has been ridiculous play calling defensively, offensively, and just underperforming from some of these athletes. They're not their best selves, right? If you get the best selves of all of our athletes, that's including guys like Dexter Lawrence and I don't know, Jermaine Illuminor and Tyrone Tracy, then this team is not four wins at the end of the season. I mean, they maybe have eight.
It's a different season.
It's a completely different season. And it feels different.
But the other thing, though, and this is the fun and frustrating part about alternate history, and we opened the show talking about if the Jets had kept Aaron Rodgers, so many things would be different. If they don't blow the Denver game, Brian Daboll doesn't get fired.
No, you're right.
There's a really good chance he finishes the season as head coach.
Right, because they would have won three of four.
Let's go to Anthony in Old Bridge, New Jersey. What's up, Anthony?
What's up, guys? Thanks for having me on, Evan, in the midday, where it should be. Okay. I don't understand why everyone can't see it the way you see it, Tiki. I feel like it's so logical and so obvious. This team and is so much better talent-wise, and the coaches could not get the best out of them. They put them in the wrong situations all season, from game one to game 18. And it's just, it's so frustrating to hear it. And you're talking about people wanting to change the GM, and if you were like, you can't re-overdo that. You brought in a good group of players. You're going to bring in a new GM. What if he sees that in a different lens and then he wants to get rid of some of them?
Oh,
so
yeah.
It just doesn't make any sense. I know people are frustrated. I'm just as frustrated as the next Giant fan. But at the end of the day, the stability and the foundation of what they're trying to build, yes, it's not been great. But listen, they made the playoffs the first year, had some bad things. We all knew Daniel Jones was. And this year was a coaching disaster. So at the end of the day, they need, as Slayton said it, a Coughlin-esque coach to bring the best.
By the way, and thank you for the call. That was a very interesting comment by Darius Slayton. If you missed it, Darius Slayton said earlier this morning that he advises the Giants to hire a Coughlin-like head coach.
Yeah.
And I thought it was interesting. Not that I disagree with him. It was just, for Darius Slayton, who did not play for Tom Coughlin, right. to just bring up Tom Coughlin?
Right.
Was he just pandering to Giant fans?
Right.
Let me name the last good coach the team had.
He's also the last guy I want to hear from on who the next head coach should be, to be quite frank.
Played well yesterday, Sean.
Of course. No, like he did last year versus the Colts. Every time you don't need him, he's Jerry Rice. It's unbelievable.
He made a good block on the Daniel Bellinger touchdown.
He did.
What a play
just
that
got
was.
In the way.
Let's go to Larry on Long Island. Hey, Larry.
Hey, how are you? Thank you very much for taking my call.
Pleasure, Larry.
So in my view, Aaron Glenn needs to be replaced. I'll tell you a different take about it. So Dante Moore, in my view, will not be coming out of school if Aaron Glenn is still the head coach of the Jets, because the Jets are where quarterbacks go to die. he's had a chance to kind of work with Justin Fields. That failed. The Jets failed with Zach Wilson, with Sam Darnold. Essentially, what we're saying is that this year, the players, coaches, everybody has seen this massive delta between a creative, offensive-minded coach that could actually like help a quarterback become great. And Aaron Glenn has shown nothing of that. So if you're actually looking at the first two, okay, Mendoza, Dante Moore, maybe Mendoza has to come out, but why would Dante Moore come out just to go to the Jets?
Why would Dante Moore come out, though, if they're now firing a coach after 1 year and hiring God knows who?
Right.
The resume you just laid out about Sam Darnold and Zach Wilson was prior to Aaron Glenn. So your whole point about this is the place where quarterbacks go to die, that's not simply going to change because you just fired Aaron Glenn.
No, I think it's less about Aaron Glenn in this case, even though he's on the right path. It's more about who the offensive coach is, who's the coordinator. Half watching because I was doing the post game, the early part of that Jets game yesterday, and I only started paying attention because I saw the stat line from Brady Cook where he was 1 of 6 for 2 yards.
Dude, did you watch him too? It was unbelievable.
So I went back and watched.
Oh,
it. And so
how about that fourth down?
But in real time. When I was looking at it, I was like, man, didn't I see this before? And then I remember going back and looking at with Justin Fields' game where he was like 2 of 11 for 8 yards or something like that in the first half of games. And in my mind, I'm like, yeah, these quarterbacks stink. But isn't this on the coordinator? Right? Isn't this on Tanner Engstrand? How can you not scheme something that's easy to complete and get 5 yards, 12 yards, 20 yards. I'm not talking about in the first series or two or quarter. This was at halftime, right? He had 11 yards at halftime.
Yeah.
That's less than player incompetence. So there's a lot that needs to happen with the Jets. It might be firing Aaron Glenn, but I think there's a lot of recalculating that needs to happen with this team.
More of your calls coming up, but first, I guess we have more breaking news.
Yeah, how about this? This Fan Focus is sponsored by Chef IQ, precision cooking, effortless results, chefiq.com. The Raiders have fired coach Pete Carroll. Carroll signed a 3-year deal 1 year ago, lasts 1 year, and gets a 60-yard field goal that could have, had the Giants lost, screwed the Raiders out of the first pick, but it didn't. Pete Carroll gives the Raiders the first pick, and he is out after 1 year.
Brian Flores, Brian Daboll, Raheem Moore.
That would be quite a crew.
That's a great trio.
That would be a crew. So far on this Black Monday, coaches that are being fired were at least heavily speculated to be fired.
Yes.
Pete Carroll, and I think the report came out yesterday, was likely to go. He is now officially gone. Kevin Stefanski was rumored to go. He is officially gone. Raheem Morris got fired last night.
Yep.
So that was prior to today. So far, we haven't had the stunner yet. We've had a lot that we've expected when it comes to head coaches being fired. And speaking of head coaches, we'll come back with more of your calls, 888-808-1019. There is a name that was brought up the other day. I had never heard this name. You've never heard this name. He's a huge name who will be talked about as a head coach. And I'm very curious how Giant fans would take this shocking hire. We'll find out who that guy is coming up. It's Evan and Tiki here on The Fan. Now, if you're just tuning in, we've already seen some firings here on this Black Monday. Pete Carroll is no longer the head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders. Kevin Stefanski, no longer the head coach of the Cleveland Browns. And so naturally, those guys will be mentioned. They'll be talked about as, hey, Giant fans, would you hire Kevin Stefanski? More on that in a few minutes. Would you hire Pete Carroll? There's another name I heard yesterday, and this was a stunner, of a big-name guy who will get interviews. And I'm very curious Tiki's opinion on this. Sean as well. So instead of me telling you, here is Ian Rappaport on this shocking potential head coach.
There's a chance we have not heard the last of Philip Rivers in the NFL. Sources say Rivers is expected to get head coach interest in this cycle. Teams are doing the research, doing the background work. This has happened in the past, and we'll see what interest level Rivers has in this.
What do you think?
When did this happen in the past?
A guy going straight from playing to coaching?
This sounds like baseball, because this happened to baseball, right?
And basketball.
Or basketball. Jason Kidd is a perfect example. Yeah. Has this ever happened in football?
I don't know if they're trying to refer to the Jeff Saturday situation.
No, I'm talking about going straight from the field, because he literally on the field 2 weeks ago. Now, he didn't play this past weekend.
I got two examples, but they were both coordinator jobs. They did not go right to head coach. Davis Webb and Josh McCown.
Yeah.
Or those two guys, did that fit?
Davis Webb went right to quarterback coach first.
But I just said coaching. I didn't say head coaching.
Yeah, I didn't say head coaching.
I don't think this has been done as a head coach.
No, there's no way this has been done as a head coach. Now, look, I guess it makes sense because Philip Rivers was coaching in high school. And it's coaching.
So got experience.
You don't know what it's going to look like on the NFL level, but you do know that he has the mind to be in front of a room full of, in this case, boys, but it's different. But that's interesting. And I don't hate it, by the way.
Well, how about that?
I don't loathe this.
Just keep
now, I wouldn't want him to be the Giants head coach, but I don't mind him getting interviews because you just never know. Like, he could blow somebody away. He could Mike Tomlin it. You remember Mike Tomlin was defensive coordinator for a year in Minnesota?
And Rivers is older than when Tomlin was.
100%. Then he gets the head coaching opportunity, or he gets the interview with the Pittsburgh Steelers, blows him away, they hire him. So I actually don't hate this. And I love former players, especially the star players, being more involved in this league. You need it, right? For so long, there were so many guys who just hadn't done it, that were making a lot of the decisions and being coaches.
Right.
Now you're starting to see former players look at being an executive or being a coach as a next viable career.
Yeah.
In fact, it makes sense. We see it in basketball all the time.
Sure.
We see it in baseball. I mean, almost all of them. Half of them.
You're mostly former players when 100%. You're a manager in baseball.
And so, why not? I don't hate this. Hey, I love this, actually.
I'm surprised that you...
Philip Rivers.
I'm surprised.
What do you think? I think I would hate it?
I thought you would take it more, because look, the one thing I'll agree with you on is I just don't think that fits the Giants. I want to experience that coach for the Giants.
I agree.
And so to me, it would be a tough sell for them. Is it different with, let's say, Tennessee? I think so. I mean, I'd look at Cam Ward, who ended up having a decent rookie season and finished strong, and say, hey, it wouldn't hurt to work with Philip Rivers.
Right.
That's not bad. So I think it depends on the situation.
Yeah. But you could also interview him as the head coach, and he lands as a coordinator.
If he's willing to do that.
Yes.
Because he is.
But why would he not?
I don't know.
Now, the problem is you're skipping the line.
Right.
There's so many guys that grind their way up from quality control to whatever, offensive assistant to wide receiver coach, quarterback coach. Oh, now I get a chance to be an offensive coordinator 18 years after I started.
Right.
And now maybe I'll be a head coach. But again, guys skip lines.
It happens.
And right? Kellen Moore, skip some lines.
And in fairness to Philip Rivers, right. I don't think the more I think about it, one of the first points you made was, when has this happened? The guy going directly from playing to coaching. I don't know if I'd even count that. He barely played. He was away from football for a half a decade.
True.
And he came back for a few weeks.
And he was coaching.
So I wouldn't look at it as Jason Kidd. Jason Kidd was playing that year with the Knicks. He was in the postseason. He played a bunch of games. Philip Rivers was there for 35 seconds.
The basketball is so much easier.
To make that transition?
Yeah, because think of what you're managing. You're managing 12 guys.
Yeah, it's a little different.
You're not, or whatever it is. How many is on a basketball squad? 15, 16? It's not like 53 plus a practice squad.
Do you like Philip Rivers? Are you intrigued, Sean?
I mean, I look at Philip Rivers as a head coach and go, as long as it doesn't affect my life, I'm good with it. Mm. So in other words, keep him away from the Giants, but go coach the Titans.
No interest from your end.
Zero. Not at this stage of the Giants. Zero.
So how
old was Vrabel when he was first? I don't know.
That's a good question. Let me look at Mike Vrabel.
Mike Vrabel's first head coaching job? Because he's,
yeah.
I think he's my age. I think he's 50, maybe he's a couple years older than me.
But he was an assistant with the Texans first.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, his first job, what year was Mike Vrabel? And
good
how
point.
Old was he?
He retired from the NFL in 2010.
Yeah.
And then he got the head coaching job in 2018.
I mean, that's quick. That,
8 years
that's
in.
Relatively quick.
Eight years.
Age is not, I have no issue with a young head coach. I just,
right.
I can't have you.
I'm talking about the time of grind.
Yes.
Like the grind that you've put on trying to become a head coach. Because learning it is not easy.
My guess is he'll get interviews. He's not going to get a head coaching job. And I think ultimately he'll have to make the decision you suggested. Does he want to be a quarterbacks coach somewhere?
Right.
Does he want to be an all? By the way, as
well,
a quarter-
didn't he say he was going to go back and coach?
Because he's going to go back and coach his high school.
In Alabama, right?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Little spoiler. He's going to end up being a college coach somewhere, do that for 2 years, whatever school, and see where he goes
yeah.
from there. That seems to be like that kind
I
of route for those
think
guys.
That's, I think that's harder.
Because of the recruiting in the NIL?
The recruiting in the NIL, it's worse than the professional game.
Yeah. Trent Dilfer just tried and fizzled out.
Yeah, quickly. 2 years?
2 years, yeah.
Yeah, USF.
Get your calls, 888-808-1019. Just tuning in, Joe Shane is officially back. It was announced in a statement by John Mara. He returns as general manager of the New York Football Giants. And we haven't heard anything from the Jets, but there hasn't been hot seat talk around Aaron Glenn. It's more Jet fans and maybe those in the national media talking about firing right. Aaron Glenn. There has not been serious talk about the Jets doing it, so I don't
think...
Do you think
they should?
Do I?
Do you think they should reassure or... address the non-story.
I think what they need to do, and I always appreciate this, and I understand why the Giants may not be able to do it right now, is I always like to hear from leadership when mm-hmm. a season is over.
Right.
I do. I think it's great. The Giants have always done that. The Jets sometimes do it. So I want to hear from Darren Mooji or Woody Johnson. Probably Darren Mooji, only because Woody Johnson is bumbling when he
right.
speaks. It's not going to make me feel better.
He's going to say something that he should.
Yeah. I'd rather hear from Mooji so he can kind of let us know his plan without telling us his plan. So I'm usually the kind of fan that says, I just want to hear from leadership
mm-hmm.
when a season is over. We don't hear that from every team, though.
Right.
I mean, look at James Dolan, who's coming on today with Craig and Big Mac. We only hear from him when Craig's around, honestly. Which is a compliment to Craig. That's the only time we hear from the guy.
It's good to have good friends.
That's right. Last time James Dolan, I think, spoke publicly is when he came in.
Is that right?
With Craig and I was with him. Yeah.
Wow.
And that was that feels like a million years ago. I think it was during 2022.
Yeah.
Because it was a down year for the Knicks. It was in the midst of Tom Thibodeau, and they were having a down year before they then went out and obviously made the playoffs 23, 24, 25.
Craig made sure to tell the morning show that was the last time he publicly spoke, and only he can get him to publicly speak.
Well, he's not wrong.
Yeah.
I know.
Did he say anything?
Did he? I don't remember. I'm trying to remember what the conversation was like. A lot of it was on there was a story about him not allowing people into the garden who were suing the garden, and then they were using like technology.
Who's suing the garden?
I honestly, this story, I don't remember.
Was this
remember.
The face recognition stuff?
I think yes, yeah. I think that's what
yeah.
it was.
Can we do our first long term bet in the midday that can be paid off tomorrow?
Go ahead.
It's gonna get paid off tomorrow. I like it. That's a short term bet.
Okay. What is Chris McMonagle's first question to James Dolan today?
Mm.
Chris Drury.
He goes Rangers.
Mm.
I don't know if Craig will start with this or get to it early, but I think one thing we're all intrigued by is just hearing from Dolan on the record, did you order Tom Thibodeau to be fired? And I remember fighting the good fight here on the radio station a year ago saying, I don't believe he did. Sure, he was in the meetings, but I don't think he ordered Leon Rose to do it. I think Leon had full authority to do that. And I know a lot of people out there disagree with me. I know it's an older story, but we haven't heard from Dolan on
record.
Does
it matter?
I think it does. This is where you and I disagree. You like to say it's over, it doesn't matter.
Of course.
I want to know what happened.
But what's it going to change, if anything?
It doesn't matter. It's good to know. Do you want to know who really killed Kennedy? Or, it's a long time ago. Who cares?
I mean, that's different.
Yeah, big difference.
Because if somebody didn't face justice because they got away with it, or they were hiding on the grassy knoll, or it was someone in the car himself shooting Mike behind them.
I like information, Teague. I want to know. So you're asking me as a listener? Yeah, I'd like to know that.
Okay.
So that could be Big Mac's question, but Craig may ask it first.
That's what I'm thinking.
All right, so my official short-term prediction is the first question Big Mac asks is specifically about the Rangers, and I'm going to go with Drury specifically.
Mm, okay.
I'm going to say, how did you know Mike Brown? He's going to say, Mike, what made you know that Mike Brown was the right coach?
So, oh, that's a good one, because that's a nice, comfortable one to get in.
Yeah.
I'm going to go, why no banner for the NBA Cup?
There's no way he's asking that.
Chris might mix it up.
All right, that's a good. You know what? This was a really good idea by you.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm an ideas guy, Evan, as you know.
The problem is Sean doesn't like long-term bets because it involves someone cutting the audio.
No, I don't like long-term bets when, now I've learned a lesson, we make one long-term bet. We don't make the same bet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Three different times.
All right, yes. So here's what he's referring to. And we have a show decision we need to make right after we talk to Joe today at about 12:45, after your Cinco de Lunch show. The football season is over. Are you aware?
Yeah.
We made a
blessedly
lot of...
for our local teams.
Thank God.
We made a lot of predictions about the Giants and the Jets. Mm-hmm. And so naturally, today is the day to find out how right we were.
Right. I should be wearing an L today.
What are you wearing an L for?
Because I conceded that the Giants would have less wins than the Jets.
That's right. And you turned out to be wrong, but right. You were right before you were wrong. They were put away in a safe container that we need to go access. So I forgot. Yeah, they're like in the hallway over there. I got to go get it because I have to put it in my drawer that we have here. But I'll get it for you next break. I promise you. But we predicted Giant and Jet win totals multiple times. We did it before opening day. Uh-huh. We did it right after the NFL draft.
Uh-huh.
And we also did it randomly in the middle of October.
Uh-huh. And then also a point in the summer just predicted who had more wins, the Giants or Jets, period.
And so Sean's point to me was, I understand we hold ourselves accountable. Are we doing all of them? And I said, well, let's have a discussion about it. I think we should.
Even though I'm going to wear the L because I conceded, I was right.
Okay.
In that case, you were right. Okay. Wait till you hear the Giant win total team.
That's fine with me. I just think going forward now, new era of Evan and Tiki, maybe when we do something, we do it once. Because I got to be honest, coming in and pulling 16 clips over the same thing was annoying.
Yeah, but you know what, Sean? When your team stink as bad as our team stunk, you had to create a new conversation around it.
Okay.
You had to.
You know what, Tiki? Counterpoint. Now imagine as a fan sitting through the team stinking and then having to pull the same idea of a clip 16 times.
Here's the real question. It's not about you. It's not about me. Does the audience deserve or want to hear us held accountable on every prediction we made?
I can't imagine.
I don't think they care.
All right. right, then we don't do it. Well, you know what you can do, Sean? You don't have enough jobs. Either go on social media, or you can go into the YouTube chat, because apparently Evan and Tiki is on YouTube now, and you can ask them. You could, like, type it out. Like, hey, guys, do you want to hear all the prediction results, or just one or none? Like, where are you at? You could do that. In the middle of them saying you ruined WFAN, there'll be plenty of time for that.
I could get a lot of I don't GAFs.
Okay. All right. That's fair enough.
All right. Sean will give us that answer coming up.
Just on me real quickly. Tommy has the social media passwords and everything for our Evan and Tiki accounts. I do not.
Oh, that's right. You better find out. You got to find out the information.
Just realize that, too.
Interesting. Yeah. Work on that.
Okay.
Let's get to your calls. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Peter in Fort Lee. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, gentlemen.
What's up, Peter?
The Jets. They're like dysfunctional to a point where they need to bring in a veteran head coach that's going to stabilize this situation. I have three former Super Bowl champs who have won playoff games with multiple organizations.
All right.
One is going to be Gruden, obviously. I think all three of these will take the job because I don't think they have many options. So Gruden, McCarthy, and the last one nobody talks about is Doug Peterson, who's the most recent champion of the group.
Yeah, he had a bad stint in Jacksonville. McCarthy is going to be interviewed, I think, a lot from all of these openings.
Yeah, I think
currently five.
I think he's going to be a hot candidate. Right. John Gruden's fascinating in that, will he even get interviews, or is he just going to remain to the side?
I think he knows he's not going to get a head coaching job. I don't think the NFL owners around the league are hot to trot for him.
Right.
I think fans are, but I don't think the owners are.
Let's go to Eddie in White Plains. Hey, Eddie.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. You know, I agree with Sean on this, that it's disgusting that they're bringing back Joe Shane. Yeah. You know, he sold them on a bill of goods of, you know, a young core of what, like three, four players that they have here. You know, an overpaying for free agents, a terrible defense, zero depth whatsoever. You know, he weaseled his way in next to Timmy the nephew. And basically, for the sake of stability, there is not an answer for this. The stability has been to continue losing ways. And unfortunately, you know, if things are that bad, then you have to step down and let people like Chris Mara and Timmy take over. Because if we keep on hearing how well-respected these guys are around the league and how great they are, let them step in and show us that. Thank you for the call.
Yeah, I mean, Eddie, it gets complicated if you're firing Joe Shane and hiring your nephew. And so, I'm being honest.
You think so?
So, I think that the way that it's set up now, Joe Shane came in and brought just a new way of doing things to the Giants, and they had some bumps along the way. Obviously, those first couple of drafts, it was just, how the hell do you draft Evan Neal? Right? Like, what were you thinking with Deontay Banks? Like, those type of things. But over the last couple of years, it hasn't felt that bad. It hasn't felt like there's some ineptitude going on here. It's felt like we're bringing some good players in. We're bringing guys that we know are winning football players and have a desire to be great. And so I think these last couple of you have to respect how it's changed. And it's why when we did our, you know, grades on the job that Joe Shane has done, I gave him a B+.
I'm going to give you two names, and this is a part of my complication with Joe Shane. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the record. I've beaten that to a pulp with you. Look at the record, and we get it. There's nothing that could change that, but your point is better coaching. There would have been better results. Fine. There are two good football players who are free agents this upcoming season.
Mm-hmm.
Wandale Robinson
and
Jermaine Illuminor. And I'm obviously leaving free agents out, but I would argue that those two guys are pretty critical to the Giants' offensive success. Illuminor has been very solid on the offensive line, and Wandale ended up having a really good statistical year. It is very possible, if not likely, and you guys tell me if I'm wrong here, that both of those guys are not back for salary cap purposes.
Yeah, I think both of them are not back for salary cap. Right?
Thank you. That's tough to swallow.
It is.
When your team won four games and was supposedly moving in the right direction, and two key players, and in Wandale's case, he's young, he's 25 years old, are not going to be able to be brought back because the cap is in such a bad place.
Okay, so if you have the option, let's just stick with Wandale for a second. If you have the option, and you're the Giants, you know you need to upgrade your wide receiver room,
mm-hmm.
even if Wandell was there. You need an upgrade. You need some better players. You can sign Wandell Robinson for $18 to $20 million a year, 20 plus maybe, or you can draft Carnell Tate. Which one would you do?
But why can't I do both? I'm confused. Why can't I do both?
I mean, you could.
I could load up my room. Malik Nabers coming off a torn ACL. What's the problem?
But you also need a linebacker. You also need a cornerback. You also need depth along the offensive front. You need another defensive lineman
Hold on. Stop right there. So then wouldn't that argue to keep Wandell Robinson and then use the pick on one of those other aspects that you need to improve your team on? The point is you're not in a good position to do it because you're not in good cap space. How are you not in a good cap space when you've sucked for half a decade?
They are, though, Evan.
No, they're not.
Evan, they have $100 million in 2027. The way good GMs work, like the Eagles is...
You kick it down.
You kick it down to that year. And this is the whole point of what Joe Shane sold. If you can't figure out the cap space this year, then Joe Shane should be fired.
Right.
Because his whole thing about not kicking the money down the line was to leave those years like that. So we see this happen in free agency every year. Don't focus on the allotted amount, which is like $11 million right now before cuts.
It's going to be like 26.
It's going to expand. Right. And then the way you structure contracts is a lot of the cap hits then could come when you have $100 million in 2027.
I know, but they get pushed way back.
It's a really healthy cap space. Look,
they could sign Wandell. It would be an oddly structured deal. It's what Howie Roseman does every single year when they want to keep their free agents, because they keep a lot of their free agents.
Right.
But it's because they sign them to these 7-year deals. Three of the years on the back are void, and so that's for salary cap expanding. You know, the AAV, the yearly AAV, they expand it out 7 years, even though they know they're only going to have that player for 4 years. So they've gotten really creative with doing that. The Giants, they don't do that very often.
Well, but they've also invested, and this is the thing, like, stop it, Sean. Like, seriously, don't tell me you're in a healthy cap space situation. They've spent more money on their defense than any team in the NFL.
So what? They have a quarterback that'll work with you. Evan, they have $100 million to spend in 2027. That matters in 2026.
Compare it to everybody else. Where are they ranked amongst their peers?
And
where are they ranked?
Evan, you're not
the top five?
So you're talking about just...
Well, no, because you have to compare yourself to your competition.
Evan, I'm not trying to be a jerk, but this is where you don't understand the NFL salary cap. I'm serious. No, I'm actually being serious.
Sure.
You're right. If you look at the average out of 2026, there are teams much healthier than the Giants. And if anybody just plain old looks at that number, they'd be frustrated. And I am frustrated with Joe Shane. But the way you sign free agents in this modern era of the NFL is... You manage the cap hits when you have the cap space. Now the Giants actually have a boatload because of Dart being the rookie contract in 2027. They can sign whoever the hell they want this year and structure it that way, the same way real teams operate.
Not really.
That's because called healthy cap space.
Not really, because it wouldn't be healthy to keep two key players like Wandell Robinson and Jermaine Illuminor, who at least Tiki said, you tell me your opinion, are probably not back next year.
I think they're probably not back. Because
then you prove my point.
No.
Thank you.
I think Jermaine Illuminor is back. I think Wandell Robinson is probably not back because it's just not smart to pay a receiver who's that short, taking that big a beating, and when he could be replaced in the draft, $20 million a year.
It's also not smart to pay Darius Slayton, but go on.
Right. Okay, but that meant, I agree. Right. And again, this is why I would have fired the GM. The Giants, if they don't sign Wandell Robinson, it's not going to be because they can't afford him in 2027, 2028. It's going to be because they realize... They need to upgrade. Gunnar Olszewski had 100 yards receiving as the slot receiver with Jackson Dart yesterday. Proof in the pudding you could replace Wandell Robinson.
He, too, is a free agent, by the way.
Great.
Yeah. Just letting you know. Let's go to Greg in Cornwall. What's up, Greg? Hello, Greg.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Thanks for having me. Happy you guys are still in the rotation here. My 12-year-old son's really going to miss that Cinco de Fivo, though.
You can always rewind on the Odyssey app.
That's the thing. Like, when I was young, I could never listen to the middays because I was at school. But now, all you got to do is rewind on the Odyssey app, and it's the Cinco de Luncho. And I can't wait for the theme song, which everyone will get to hear in about 40 minutes. Anyhow, go ahead.
Yep, very good point. Tiki, love hearing you on that pre- and post-game. I think you do a phenomenal job. And one thing you guys were talking about afterwards of the game yesterday was, too, you and Papa were saying that you have to get a, you know, proven winner in there. And, right. And two, that there's still a lot of holes to fill. You know, I know he got the quarterback. I know he did good with the running backs. But Joe Shane has a lot of work to do. Center, guard, you just mentioned Illuminor, you know, the secondary. You know, how that first year when him and Daboll came in, linebackers, there you go. That first year we thought we had it with them. Now, looking back, I mean, they did this with Dave Gettleman's roster, and they've only gotten worse every year since. So I don't know how I can have you know, faith, number one, in Joe Shane rebuilding this, and two, getting the right head coach, because it's a short list of proven winners out there. Great. I don't know why Mike McCarthy is such an afterthought. You know, to me, you got to get him in. I don't know if he's got too much authority for Joe Shane or what.
No, I don't think it's that.
As soon as he walks in the room, he's going to make a difference.
Of course he's going to make a difference. He's an experienced coach, I think, and he's had success everywhere he's been. And he's double-digit wins in Dallas, and he obviously had his run in Green Bay. I think Mike McCarthy is a good option for the Giants. He's just not my first option for the New York Giants. Now, what you said was partly right. Like, you're half right and you're half wrong. When he's talking about the Dave Gettleman roster and what the Dave Shane duo did with that roster. They won 9 games in year one, went to the postseason and beat the Minnesota Vikings. It was a surprise coach of the year season. Yeah, it was Dave Gettleman's roster. That roster is not anywhere close to what this roster is. It was just, they were well coached in 2022. The problem, and this is what I keep going back to, Evan, is that the coaching deteriorated, right? Dave's was a great player coach, right? And maybe too much of a player coach, because guys start to get away with murder, right? They did whatever they wanted to do. Abdul Carter sleeping in meetings, not showing up, you know, not going to practices. And Mike Kafka, fortunately, decided to punish him for it when he became the interim head coach. Dave's let people get away with that stuff because he was a player's coach. I think Dave's issue was coaching his coaches, right? Some of these guys shouldn't have been here, right, for multiple of the last couple of years. And so those type of hard decisions with your staff, Dave's wouldn't make. And then he stopped disciplining the players. And so they were really well coached in 2022. They were less well coached in 2024 and 25. That's why they stink. It's not because they don't have the right players. This roster, you go do it. Do it person for person from 2021 to 2025. It is better. It's a better roster. Better players, better skill position players, better offensive line, better edge rusher. It's better everything. So the construction didn't change. The coaching changed.
It is only fitting that the man who I shared middays with for 13 years appears on this program where we begin at 10 a.m., the great Joe Beningo.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces, like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more. Done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.